The Astros looking for their sixth win in seven games, taking on the Mariners. Ariel Miranda on the hill for Seattle, going up against Francis Martez. Pick it up in the second. Bases loaded, two outs. Robinson Cano at the dish.
Hit into the gap in left center field. Bounces off the wall. Two-run score. Play at the plate. The throw. And he's out.
3-2 is belted into center.
And there it goes, George Springer.
And that's number 22 on the season. The Astros on the board. Off-speed pitch. This one's driven. Right center field, backing up Haniger. It's over his head and off the wall in right field. Altuve will score easily, and it's a run-scoring double by Carlos Correa.
Crank to left. Two-run home run, Yuli Gurriel.
The Astros on top, 4-2.
Now the 2-2. And that's drilled deep to left field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. Into the upper deck. A two-run home run for Evan Gattis.
The Astros have now won 6 of 7 as they defeat the Mariners 8-2. Houston has lost just one road series all year. The Astros bullpen goes 7 scoreless innings with Michael Feliz getting the win. Carlos Correa notches 2 hits and scores 2 runs. The Astros have now won 6 of 7. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
They came up with huge inning. I mean, to a man, they came in and threw very well. Obviously, it's big to get a series win against these guys on the road. The way they've been playing, but we needed all of our guys to step up. The versatility of our pen has been talked about over and over again. It was in full effect today on the field. All those guys came in and did a nice job of stretching themselves to their limitations. Well, you try to win the game. I mean, that's the bottom line. Is, you know, we needed guys to step up and put up some zeros while we could get back in the game. You know, I felt like obviously our offense is really good. We're going to be able to at least piece something together on most nights or most days. So. Give ourselves the best chance we could. Feliz coming in and having a great first inning. Then we get back into it, and one guy after another came in putting up zeros, and our offense, you know, sort of broke through at the end. I could always do it. I mean, you can do it. It didn't feel good the next day, but you never know what tomorrow is going to bring, whether you're playing or not. I mean, it's maybe tomorrow's a day that a starting pitcher goes a complete game. Maybe you blow them out. Maybe you get beat up a little bit. You have an opportunity to win a game. You got to do the best you can.
Will Harris went 1 1/3 scoreless innings in relief. He talked to the media after.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously a deep group down there. I think we kind of have an idea. We're going into an off day, especially, you know, have an off day tomorrow. We know it's kind of all hands on deck. So if one guy struggles, the leash may be a little shorter than normal. So, you know, obviously Martez was, you know, happens to everybody, had a little control problem today, and he's a young guy. They're not going to push him through a high pitch count. So. AJ obviously made the right call. You know, from that point on, it was shutout baseball, and we got the win.
Chris Devensky, part of a great bullpen effort from the Astros, he talked after the game.
You know, especially in this hot weather, you know, it was good to go out there and, do my job and, you know, give the team a chance to win. And I think, you got to give a lot of credit there to Mike Feliz and for coming in and what he did, and then also Will coming in and when I had runners on and getting out of that, and you know, he did his thing. So that was a good team win right there.
Michael Feliz picks up his 3rd win of the season, pitching 2 scoreless innings in relief, striking out 4.
This is my first time getting the mail. I feel excited and happy because I get the mail for the first time. Yeah, I came into the game, you know, the game wasn't the line. I'm just trying to keep the game in the line and try to do my best and help the team win the game.
Up next, the Astros begin a series at home against the Athletics on Tuesday.